Yuri on Air, Season 2. Written and produced by
Opal Song.
Read by Elise Fictive as the voice of the internet.
Opal Song as Yuri.
Rose as Otabek.
Akijevna as Victor.
Florsha as Yuri.
Kes as Sarah.
Revolutionary Joe as Mila.
Hananobira as Georgi.
Linzoid as Leo de la Iglesia.
Cece Rambles as Yakov.
Rhea 314 as Petit Chulinant.
Annalise 010 as Christoph Giacometti.
Litra as Minami.
Something incorporeal as JJ.
Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Pairing, Yurio Otabek. Rating, explicit. Also tagged for Podficker AU, Media Fic, Fic Within a Fic, Dragon Sex, Dragon Human Relationship, Virginity, Kink, Size Kink, Knotting, Telepathy, Aphrodisiacs, Xeno, Multiple Orgasms, Yuri Plazetsky's Foul Mouth, Pining Yurio Style, and Needs More Hand Lotion. Summary. Yurio and Otabek do pod together. Otabek writes, kinky, kinky porn. Yuri has feelings. They record together. Yuri makes Georgie weep with his skill at grand gestures.
Sasha moaned as the thick tentacle slid into his mouth, oozing its thick aphrodisiac down his throat. Yes, he screamed mentally. Yes, please, fuck me! His deity, the one that he was pledged to at birth, the one that had granted him the ability to skate as he did, thrummed in response to his begging. Sasha moaned around his mouthful and sagged into the tentacles holding him spread eagle. Skating was gonna be a bitch tomorrow, but today, fuck! The deity thrummed again, and Sasha's eyes rolled back in his head. Each thrum sent the tentacle curled around his cock vibrating. He squirmed, trying to open wider and thrust up into that glorious sensation at the same time. The tentacle shivered, like a laugh, and pulled tighter, restricting his movement even more. Sasha whined. He wanted it. He wanted more. The tentacle around his cock tightened and began vibrating in earnest. Before Sasha could even react to the sensation on his cock, a tentacle breached him and slipped deep inside. It was still vibrating. Sasha screamed.
Excerpt from Be Thou Mine Cthulhu, Ice and Snow Remix. Written by Otabear, read by Murder Kitten.
Rules and FAQ.
Yakov Feltzman, posting in DreamWithCom Pod Together.
Welcome to Community Profile Pod Together, a A challenge where writers and podficers create together. The writer writing something specifically to be podficked, and the podficker recording it. Please take a moment to check out the rules/FAQs behind the cut. Basic rules/timeline/FAQs. Expand. If you have any further questions, please feel free to ask here or email us at pod.together@gmail.com.
Three comments. Reply. Flat. Top-level comments only. Direct message from @OtaBear.
Pod Together signups just opened. I was wondering if you'd be a group with me. I'd write.
Yes! I mean, what? Sure, I'd definitely do it with you. Pod Together. I'd do Pod Together with you, for sure.
Awesome. I'll sign us up then? Or do you want to? What kind of story would you like to create?
I'll sign us up. I was already looking at the page. Don't you just write the fucking story and then hand it to me to podfic? I've never signed up before. Working with other people is so fucking frustrating.
You can say no. I didn't realize you hated collabs so much. My process usually involves creating the story concept, fandom, tropes, plot beats, character arcs, together, and then I write, and then we record it. You would do the editing, if that's cool.
I'm not fucking saying no! I already had the page open. I was gonna sign up this year anyway! And you aren't fucking annoying. Huh. That sounds pretty fucking cool. And of course I'll edit! No one cares enough about all the shit they should to get a stellar podfic. Not that your podfics are anything less than stellar.
Thanks.
From Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. To Victor, victory@gmail.com. Subject.
Holy shit! Pod Together! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, holy fucking shit, Victor! Odebear just asked me to do Pod Together with him, and he said he'd write, and his porn is the hottest fucking thing. Do you know how often I've gotten off while reading his stuff? Or listening to his podfic? I am going to fucking expire! How do I do this without dying? Or becoming you and Katsudon? I'm gonna be hard every time we talk now. And he says we're gonna create it together, and holy shit, how do I tell him what I want in porn without being like, here's a list of kinky shit I want you to do to me, / do to you? What if he doesn't want to write porn? Like, I guess that's fine. But what if that means he doesn't think of me as a sexual being? Oh, Victor, help me!
From Victor. victory@gmail.com. To Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, holy shit, Pod Together. Why are you describing anything relating to sex and you to me? Nope, I cannot continue this conversation.
From Yuri K. KatsudonFTW@gmail.com. To Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. Subject.
Re. Forward. Holy shit, Pod Together. I got Victor to forward this to me. He was way too busy freaking out to finish the Skype sex we were having. So, thanks for that. In response to your problems, I think it is great that you are trying out Pod Together. Collabs can be so rewarding. It sounds like Otterbear is a seasoned participant, so following in their lead will probably not lead you wrong. Edit. I just checked, and Otterbear has participated every year, and always finished, with a really good product. So you are definitely in good hands. Try to think of some ideas before the brainstorming session. Don't get too attached, but at least figure out what fandoms, pairings, tropes you are interested in exploring, so you bring something to the table, and to narrow down the possibilities. I don't have a good solution to being hard while recording. Nothing really helped me with Victor. Try jerking off beforehand. Also, your voice will probably sound extra sexy if you jerk off right before, so that helps with sex scenes too. And maybe wear really tight pants if the erection bothers you. I feel like I shouldn't have to say it, but try not to jerk off during the recording. A. Background noise. And B. Consent is sexy. From Katsudon FTW.
From Yuri, murderkitten at gmail.com. To Yuri K, Katsudon FTW at gmail.com. Subject.
Forward. Holy shit! Pod together! Why the fuck do you let him check his email during Skype sex? And thank you for the advice. Okay, I've got my fucking supplies, and Victor is down in his studio recording that fucking huge rom-com AU, so he won't be around for hours.
How much booze do you have there? We still need to be coherent enough to not fic.
Less than any of my classmates are drinking right now.
Yeah, fair enough. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, what are you-
Dragons! Obviously, we're gonna do a fucking Tanaka on Icefic, right? That's the giant-ass fandom right now, and the only thing either of us has podficked in over a year. And I'm a fucking amazing Sasha. That kid is- I just get him. So yeah, Tanaka on Ice. Sasha and dragons. Because who doesn't love a fucking dragon AU?
I definitely love a fucking dragon AU. Unless that isn't how you meant it. And yeah, your Sasha is a thing of beauty.
Oh shit. I mean, thanks!
So, Tanaka on Ice, Sasha, and can I request the pairing? I've spiraled into Sasha Amir lately, and there isn't near enough fic for them.
Isn't that the guy who he makes friends with in episode 10? The one with the motorcycle? Oh shit, the one who was totally robbed of the bronze?
Yep.
Fuck yes! Let's get him some love!
And I know I write mostly porn, but I don't have-
Fucking Dragon AU! Your porn is super hot, and I want it in my mouth and online. Shit. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just. I needed that. One question, though. Who is the dragon?
Skype transcript of brainstorming session between Murder Kitten and Otabear. Know you listen at Murder Kitten.
Creating a fucking dragon AU for At Pod Together with At Otabear. We need your fucking help. Is Sasha the dragon or the virgin? Poll. A. Dragon. B. Virgin.
Victory. At Victor.
At Murderkitten. Why are you doing this? Crying face.
Katsudon. At Katsudon FTW.
At Victor. At Murderkitten. Ignore him. I think you could go either way. Fiery Virgin or Fiery Dragon.
At Katsudon FTW. At Victor. Neither of these responses are helpful!
Solo Skater. At Sararara.
At Murderkitten. Death. Virgin. At Murderkitten. That cute ass has not been plundered.
Pix or it didn't happen. At Pixelance.
At Murderkitten. Ooh, hard one. I gotta land on the virgin side, too. All that fire and bluster is just ripe for the taking.
JJ. At It's JJ Style.
Dragon. I can see him hoarding all the pretty things, and people, jealously.
Dick emoji. At Kinky69.
At Murderkitten. Virgin. Because the power dynamics of having a virgin that knows and takes what he wants mitigates the kidnapped by a dragon iffiness of the trope a little.
Minami. At Lil Spitfire.
At Murderkitten. OMG, Dragon AU! I don't even know. They're both so good! I click Dragon because I want to see more trope and version stuff. At Murderkitten. OMG, what if he is a virgin dragon?
Leo writes. At Lyrical Addiction.
At Murderkitten. I'm super excited that you're trying out for At Pod Together. I'm super excited for what you'll create.
Blue Roses, at Broken Wing G.
At Murderkitten. Dragon. It is a love that can never be due to the societal pressures and the size difference.
At Broken Wing G. Get your fucking angsty shit out of my fic. Ugh. Also, ever heard of size kink? Hello?
Direct message from at Otabear.
I'm planning out the sex scenes now. What kind of kinks are you comfortable with?
Anything! Wait, no bathroom functions? What kind of kinks do you want?
I was thinking size kink. Can't get around that with how we've set up the dragons. Xeno, nodding, inflation, and maybe sex pollen aphrodisiac.
Of fucking course, size kink. That's what we set up for. You're gonna make the dragon have a knot? That is just... fuck.
Is that a good fuck or a bad fuck?
It's a good fuck! Oh my god! What is inflation? I'm at school, so I don't really want to Google this shit while in class.
Yeah, don't do that. Inflation is when the recipient is filled with cum in anime and fic. I think water, IRL. So much that their stomach begins to distend. I was planning on pairing it with the nodding. Oh, add multiple orgasms and overstimulation to the kink list if that's cool.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit!
Murderkitten? You okay? Are you busy with school, or was that one of the kinks? We can leave any of them out, no problem.
It wasn't fucking school! Holy shit! Yeah, that is gonna work for me! And I'm down with the overstimulation, etc. too. Fuck!
The wind felt cool beneath his wings, and Amir couldn't help but let out a small rumble of pleasure at the feeling. It had been a long time since he could fly just for the fun of it. He swooped and dove and just reveled in the feeling of the free air. He tried to stay quiet. The villagers hadn't noticed a dragon lived nearby yet, and he hadn't figured out how to introduce himself in a non-threatening way yet. So for now, he stayed as quiet and out of sight as possible. After hours of flying, Amir was about ready to head back. Maybe he would don his illusion and pick up a shiny bauble from the town for his meager hoard. But when he turned his head towards the village, something smelled off. Smoke, and not the cozy scent of a stove or fireplace or even cooking pit. This was the fire of destruction. Amir didn't even make a conscious decision. He twisted in the air and arrowed towards the village. They may not know he was there, but they were his village. His. No one touched his things and marred them. The air snapped beneath his wings now, no longer playful. As he drew closer, screams and weeping and the clash of metal assaulted his ears. He didn't stop to think what it would mean, didn't even care about outing himself. Amir drew up to the town, paused a moment to take in the horror of the scene below and formulate a plan, and then dove. He could feel his chest expand and grow warm with the fire birthed in it. He held it, held it, held it until it started to burn up his throat. But he would not let it go until all the villagers were out of the way and... now. Amir breathed out a massive gust of flame that left only ash in its wake. It stopped the raiders. It stopped the fire as well, which wasn't something Amir had been aware could happen, but he was grateful and would keep it in mind for the future. The village was silent in shock for a moment. The few raiders who avoided the blast by being close to the villagers frozen in place. Then one of the raiders looked straight at him, mouth open in silent horror, and turned and ran as fast as possible away, leaving both the about-to-be-stolen goods and the probably previously stolen horse. Amir felt proud of his actions in a way he rarely had since leaving the Dragonlands. Then a knife pierced his heart and shattered it onto the floor. A young person had finally spotted him and shaken off the shock enough to begin to scream. Amir had no way to communicate how much he did not want to harm this village. He had no one to speak for him. Amir took one delicate step back, careful of the villagers and their possessions strewn about the streets, but more screaming began and he gave it up for a loss. He had begun to get attached to this village, but it was apparently not meant to be. He took one last look around the village to make sure no other fires or raiders were left, and then carefully, carefully, launched himself into the air.
Sorry, that was all me. I didn't realize it was such a long section when I wrote it.
Yeah, no, that was fucking awesome.
You didn't fall asleep?
Fuck you! I muted my mic so that you wouldn't hear all my gasps whenever you were really good! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
You don't have to mute yourself. I like the feedback. Tells me what I'm doing that works for you.
Skype transcript of recording session between Otabear and Murder Kitten. From Yuri, murderkitten at gmail.com. To Victor, victory@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, fucking dragon fake. Victor, now he won't let me see it. I just want to get all the fucking horniness out of my system before we have to record this. But he said I couldn't see it until it was done. And then I could totally make suggestions to change things. And I want to respect his fucking process and shit, but I also want to jerk off to his porn.
From Victor, victory@gmail.com. To Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, 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 re. Fucking dragon fic! Nope.
From Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com to Yuri K, katsudonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Forward, re, 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 fucking dragon fic. Your boyfriend is an unhelpful asshole.
From Yuri K, katsudonftw@gmail.com to Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, forward, re, 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 fucking dragon fic. To be fair, he does know you, IRL, and thinks of you like a little brother, so hearing so much about your sex life is not really something he's comfortable with. Glad to see you're handling it. From Katsudon, FTW.
From Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com to Yuri K, katsudonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Fuck all the rees! Oh, I'm fucking handling it! I'm handling it more than I ever have before! I had to run out of fucking math class because he started asking about kinks and brought up kinks I didn't even know I had until then! Jerking it in the bathroom is fucking disgusting! And fucking yet? And now I can't even read the fucking thing because he's being all secretive about it! I just want to come in peace!
From Yuri K, katsudonftw@gmail.com to Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, fuck all the rees. Lol. High school bathrooms are definitely disgusting. Have you considered? Exhibitionism is also a kink. Be strong. You and your dick and your blue balls can handle it. The eventual release will make it all worth it. There's a reason edging is a thing. From Katsudon, FTW.
From Yuri, murderkitten@gmail.com to Yuri K, katsudonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Fuck everything! You especially! Fuck you!
Check-in number 2.
Yakov Feltzman, posting in Dreamwith Calm, Pod Together.
It's time for our second check-in. Please try to respond to this check-in within 48 hours. We will send a follow-up email to all those we have not heard from at that time. The complete writing is due in 1 week. If you are on or ahead of schedule, you can find posting instructions here. If you're not feeling confident in your ability to finish the writing within the next 7 days, please let us know and we can talk about the possibility of extensions. More information here. Please note that the maximum extension is 7 days. The possibility of getting a beta or cheerleader. The possibility of getting a co-writer. The possibility of writing a shorter version of your original story plan for your podficker to begin recording, which is then able to stand alone in case a life emergency stops you from writing more, with the agreement that if there is time and interest by both parties, you might create additional scenes later to add on. The possibility of, with your partner's approval, leaving some areas of the script for Podficker Adlib. the option of scheduled accountability check-ins if that will help keep you motivated and not stressed. Comments are screened.
Reply.
Just because he hadn't found anyone up to his fucking standards didn't mean they had to tie him to a fucking pole and feed him to a fucking dragon. Except that his grandfather lived in the village, which, yeah, pole it was. Everyone told him his high standards were going to get him killed one day, but joke's on those fuckers. It wasn't blue balls that was gonna kill him, but a fucking dragon! And furthermore, his high fucking standards were about to save their lives and the lives of their kids. Sasha marched up to the pole. Rough wood. Lovely. His skin was going to have all the slivers. But he guessed he could see why putting the effort into finishing it wouldn't really be a priority. The thin, white, sacrificial robe he was wearing wouldn't protect him very much. He'd stolen it from a chest in Sergei's house, and that was way more than he'd ever needed to know about Sergei and Tanaka's sex life. He felt a little dirty wearing it, and really hoped the dragon could smell, sense, taste, whatever, his virginity over the used robe.
I know, right?
Shit, now I gotta calm down again. Where were Sergei and Tanaka right now? Not here, where their knightly dragon slaying skills were useful, that's where. Actually, they were on their honeymoon, which they deserved. Also, fucking finally. But still, not fucking helpful for the situation. Sasha rolled his eyes as the people running this show tied his wrists with rope before starting to bind him to the pole. He wasn't going to fucking run away. Once he'd seen the candidates, he fucking volunteered. It was him, a bunch of fucking kids, or a couple of women who'd been happily married for a couple of years, but weren't into that sort of thing. They had tried to volunteer, but one was a doctor and the other was the only trained soldier they had with the UST twins away. Also, Sasha wasn't sure that they even qualified. Does not wanting a thing make you less pure or whatever the fuck for not having it? Or does it make it better? Sasha likes to wool gather.
I had thoughts. We can take it out if you want.
Fuck, no, just commenting. He shook himself back to the here and now, because Kolya and Nadia were finally done tying him up, and he could wiggle and shit and try to get as comfortable as possible. Who knew when the fucking dragon would deign to make its appearance? Only then it did, and Sasha's jaw dropped. The dragon was a fucking masterpiece, all shining black scales that seemed to shimmer with hints of gold. The gold was stronger on its belly, giving it a shimmery chocolate look.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm totally fine. Just give me a moment to picture that.
You like it? I thought you read this before we started recording.
I did, but somehow I missed the bit about its belly being a different color. And just give me a moment and don't you dare fucking laugh.
Not laughing. I'm the one who wrote it, right? Sasha isn't the only dragon fucker here.
The gold was stronger on its belly, giving it a shimmery chocolate look. It flew over the village once, and the rest of the villagers Sasha had known for his entire life scrambled away. Nadia was crying. Someone else was sobbing apologies over and over. And all Sasha could do was stare, entranced, as the dragon seemed to notice him and pull into a steep turn that allowed him to see the delicate blue highlights on its wings and back. The dragon dropped into a dive that ended on the grass in front of Sasha. The force of it knocked him back against the pole hard enough that he had to gasp for breath, his robe flattening against him. He sagged against his bonds, actually glad that they were there,
because he was pretty fucking sure that they were the only thing holding him up right now. He craned his head back to stare up at the dragon, its cut glass eyes catching and holding his own. It was big, much bigger than it had looked yesterday, but also not. Maybe it was just how close he was to it. It was huge by human standards, but on all fours, its shoulders would probably be level with Sergei's head. It circled him on all 4 feet, wings pulled tightly against its back. It almost looked like it was trying not to bump into anyone or knock anything over. It was even more gorgeous up close. Tiny horned ridges of deep black peppered its back and face and tail. Sasha tried to keep it in his vision as long as he could. It was gonna eat him, sure, but what a way to go. Then the dragon reared back onto its hind legs in front of him, and all Sasha could do was gape in awe as it blew out a gust of ruby fire. No blue tinge like last night, Sasha noted faintly. Then it crashed down to 4 legs again and looked straight into Sasha's eyes, and his mind went white with sensation.
Mine.
Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck! Shit, I need to go. Something just popped up and it can't wait. Shit, give me like 10 minutes to deal with this.
Sure. Take all the time you need.
Skype transcript of recording session between Otabear and Murder Kitten. Know you listen at Murder Kitten.
Does anyone have Rex for a hand moisturizer? And before anyone has the fucking nerve to joke about it, it isn't for that. I fucking use lube for that. I've just been washing my hands too often lately, and they are dry.
Dick emoji at Kinky69.
At Murder Kitten. I can't actually answer because I'm laughing too hard to take you seriously. LOL.
At Kinky69. Fuck you!
Mila Lala. At Lifting Queen.
At Murder Kitten. Oh my god, you're adorable. How's the pot together coming? Wink.
Solo Skater. At Sararara.
At Pod Together's going well then? I've got some wrecks, but they're all soups girly.
At Sararara. DM me.
Pix or it didn't happen. At Pixelance.
At Murder Kitten. Get something you can use for both. And buy bulk, eyebrow waggle.
JJ. At It's JJ Style.
At Murder Kitten. I'll DM you the brand I use. It keeps my hands soft and smooth. At Murder Kitten. My fiancé approves of it greatly. Winky face.
Victory. At Victor.
At Murder Kitten. Why are you like this? Crying face.
I hate you all! Sasha whimpered as the head of Amir's fucking huge cock breached him. He was already fucked out and limp, trembling as he lay on the dragon's belly and spread wide by one of Amir's great paws. Amir had made him come 3 times already, and while Sasha would never get enough of his long serpent's tongue, he wanted. He felt like he should be too exhausted to even think about pleasure, but something about the taste of Amir was intoxicating. Maybe it was Amir's fluids?
I've been told our cum can help humans last longer and give them more pleasure. But I'd mostly thought that was a myth.
Well, it seems to... Sasha broke off with a gasp that turned into a drawn-out moan as Amir pulled him slightly further onto his cock. fucking work on me! He got out, around panting.
With how much you drank earlier when you got off on licking me. Wait, did that make you come?
Sasha moaned at the thought. He felt like he was being stretched to his limits. The massive head of Amir's dick opening a space inside him that he would have sworn was impossible. And yet it felt so, so good. Sasha saw starbursts every time he closed his eyes, and he wiggled, trying to force himself further onto it, to fill himself even more. The dragon rumbled above and around him and clenched his paw, stopping Sasha's wiggling and also forcing his legs wider. Sasha keened with the stretch.
Shit, stop wiggling. I'm trying to do this slowly so I don't hurt you.
I'm not some delicate fucking flower. I won't break if you fuck me. Sasha tried to sound firm, but mostly he was pretty sure he was fucking whining.
I can break one of your houses merely by forgetting that it is there and knocking into it accidentally with one paw. I was born to topple regimes. If I'm not careful, I will break you. And I do not wish that. You are a precious thing. You will not be harmed.
By the end of this speech, Sasha was sobbing. It was because Amir had been slowly and steadily pushing him further and further onto his cock, and now he could feel the knot at the base, kissing his ass, and not because Amir thought he was precious. Fuck that! It was just the sensation of Amir's voice in his head making him cry. It felt so good. Give it to me! Sasha was surprised by the sound of his own voice. He sounded wrecked. Please! I want it! I want all of you!
Not yet. You aren't ready for that yet. At least one more orgasm before you're relaxed enough.
Sasha strained at that, tried to reach his cock, but was blocked by the way Amir's paw was positioned. He squirmed and thrashed, clenching his hands and trying to grab onto Amir any way he could. Please! Burst out of him. And then Amir was fucking him. Finally! Sasha closed his eyes and rode it, grinding onto Amir as best he could, which he slowly realized was not at all. Amir wasn't fucking him, not the way Sasha had seen when he accidentally walked in on some of his village friends going at it. No, Amir's dick was writhing inside of him, like his tongue had, only this was thicker and hit that spot inside of him often enough that it left Sasha gasping for breath. Sasha clenched down. He wanted more. More sensation, more cock, more Amir. Amir held him there, pinned on his cock, caged and bound by his paw, held steady against his great belly for what felt like a lifetime. A lifetime of being on edge, of wanting but not quite getting enough. Then Amir leaned his great head down and flicked his tongue out over one of Sasha's abused nipples, and hummed in his mind, and Sasha was gone. The hum promised him everything, that he was precious, that he was loved, that he mattered to someone and belonged to someone, that he was home. His vision went white, and the pleasure sang through him in a note that sounded like Amir's voice and seemed to never end. It followed Sasha down into the dark of unconsciousness.
Shit, my sister is calling. I think she needs help with homework and her bedtime is in half an hour, so I need to take this. Are you going to be cool with stopping now?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Hey,
I am so fucked.
Skype transcript of recording session between Otabear and Murder Kitten. Direct message from @Otabear.
Hey, can we talk about that last scene we recorded?
Sure, what's up?
Something doesn't feel right about it. I don't know. Something about the entire fic feels unbalanced or some shit.
Yeah, I can see that. No idea what's causing the problem.
I think it's maybe that Amir's getting shafted by the narrative. Like, after Sasha enters the story, it's all about him. I fucking adore Sasha, but this isn't just his story. It's Amir's too. Like, how does Amir feel about all this shit? We know he thinks of Sasha as his treasure and apparently cares about him and shit, but what does he get out of it? Is treasure it? Because that is fucking depressing. I don't think that's it, but I don't know from the text, right?
Huh. That makes a lot of sense. Something did feel off as I was writing, and I think this is it. Thank you, Murder Kitten. Can we postpone our next recording session until I rewrite some of the fic?
Wow, you're so fucking welcome. And sure, we are way ahead of all of the fucking deadlines.
Pix or It Didn't Happen. At Pixelance.
At Murder Kitten and at Oda Bear sitting in a tree.
No, you listen. At Murder Kitten.
At Pixelance. Stop.
At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. K. At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. I. At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. S.
At Pixelance. Fucking stop it!
At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. S. At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. I. At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. N.
At Pixelance. You are a fucking asshole!
At Murder Kitten at Oda Bear. G.
Katsudon. At Katsudon FTW.
At Pixelance. At Murder Kitten. At Otter Bear. Just kissing.
Mila Lala. At Lifting Queen.
At Katsudon for the win. At Pixelance. Not with the amount of hand lotion Murder Kitten wanted.
Blue Roses. At Broken Wing G.
At Pixelance. At Murder Kitten. Ah, young love.
Minami. At Lil Spitfire.
At Murder Kitten. At Pixelescence. Make sure that tree is stable enough.
Dick Emoji. At Kinky69.
At Lil Spitfire. At Murder Kitten. At Otabear likes it kinky. Maybe he'll tie you both to the tree so you don't fall out.
I hate all of you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
I may have added some bonding into the mix, too. It just kind of happened. I can try to take it out if that doesn't work for you.
Why would I have a problem with bonding after all the other shit we put in there?
No reason, I guess.
Then Amir leaned his great head down and flicked his tongue out over one of Sasha's abused nipples and hummed in his mind, and Sasha was gone. The hum promised him everything. That he was precious, that he was loved, that he mattered to someone and belonged to someone, that he was home. His vision went white and the pleasure sang through him in a note that sounded like Amir's voice and seemed to never end.
Seeing Sasha, his human, core and crown jewel of the horde he would build, writhing under his voice and on his cock made Amir feel things he had never expected to feel. True need built inside him in ways he had not ever anticipated after he left the Dragonlands. He wanted to knot this human, Sasha, to bind him to himself in ways that could never be undone. He wanted to fill him so full he couldn't hold it all, distended and waterlogged and leaking, and plug him so that it would stay. Amir clenched his paws just thinking about it, and Sasha screamed. A shock of horror went through Amir until he managed to parse Sasha's words from the moans and gasps.
Yes, 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 fucking yes, please!
His knot had just forced his room wider, and Sasha was clenching and trying to shove himself onto it. Amir held on to his self-control. One of them had to. Sasha was out of his mind in pleasure and possibly drugged on Amir's pre-cum. What would a full dose do to him? Would he lose himself? Be so sensitive that even the breeze from Amir's movements caused him to come? So oversensitive he could only lay on Amir's belly and drool as his body came again and again. It was possible Amir had no idea how human reproductive systems really worked. And if he knotted him, they truly would be bound together forever. Sasha, and Amir himself, deserved a real choice on the matter, and they could discuss it later. Then Sasha clenched and twisted and screamed,
"Please!"
And Amir was gone. The sound of Sasha in his mind was too good, and he couldn't think, only feel. He let go of Sasha, let him do whatever he wanted, which, if the drug to come was actually a fact, was at least partly to blame for this whole situation. Sasha rose to his knees and knelt there, speared on Amir's cock, and now, fuck, he could see it. He could see himself breaching Sasha and spreading him wide, could see the very top rim of his knot stretching his rim even further. Amir moaned into Sasha's mind, and Sasha moaned back and sank down.
I can see it! I can fucking see what you're seeing! I don't even care if that's fucking impossible!
Even Sasha's mental voice sounded fucked out and breathless.
Keep moving. I want to stuff you full and not you so the cum has nowhere to go but in.
Amir growled and Sasha moaned.
Yes, please. That. I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I want it.
Sasha had worked himself half onto the knot now, was stretched the widest he would need to be until Amir swelled with orgasm.
It's easier from here.
He tried to reassure Sasha. Sasha just arched his back and swiveled his hips and let his knees fully give out, sliding into a split and all the way onto Amir's knot.
Amir roared. You are going to be mine, always and forever mine.
Sasha sobbed and reached for his own cock.
Skype transcript of recording session between Otaber and Murder Kitten.
Check-in number 3.
Yakov Feltzman, posting in DreamWithCom Pod Together.
Welcome to the final check-in. Podfickers, when you check in, please let us know what's going well, any concerns you have, and where you are in regards to meeting the deadline. Writers, as long as your podficker checks in, you are not required to, but if you're up for it, we'd love to hear about any particular positive or negative parts of your experience. The positive will make us smile, and the negative will give us an opportunity to offer help, or give us valuable feedback that will help us tweak next year's challenge to be better. Some important notes / reminders. Remember to share any edited audio you have with your partner and let them know what you've accomplished so far. Podfickers, please make sure you have given your writers some love about the work that they've done. Tell them what you think is great about their words. Sometimes in the rush to get things done, this step gets skipped, but it's so important to everyone having a good experience. Writers, once you hear the podfic, make sure you give your partner some love as well. If you think it would enhance your podfic to have multiple voices contribute, please let us know and we'd be happy to find you volunteers. We put up our annual Party Favor Partner Finder post here. Check it out. Comments are screened.
Reply. T- Tumblr post by Murder Kitten.
Fuck pod together. Everyone's been nagging me, my friends on Twitter, Victor, who I fucking live with so I can never escape it, his boyfriend Katsu on FTW, etc., to do a multi-voice. So I finally am like, fuck this, and decide to sign up for Pod Together. Then Otabear asked me to be his partner and ruined my fucking life. This text is so good. It is fucking spectacular. And of course I edited it perfectly. Perfectly. But now I want to add music and cover art and fuck! Nothing can compare to the text. And I don't want to let Otabear down. He wrote this amazing fucking kinky love story about a rare pair as a fucking dragon virgin pair. For me. Probably for himself too, but for me to fucking record. And then recorded it with me. It is so hot. I've had to jerk off so often in the last couple of months. I can't even edit it without jerking off at least once per session. I can't edit this at school because then I see the inside of the bathroom stall. Again. And the way he reads it is on fire. His voice is like desire personified. I just want to fuck him so bad. Also, date him. Which I know. Fucking what? Me actually wanting to date someone? Fuck my life. Hashtag pod together. Hashtag and how it ruined my life. Hashtag why is he so hot? Hashtag and kinky. Hashtag and perfect. Hashtag but really. Hashtag if you have suggestions for music or cover art. Hashtag I fucking need them.
8 hours ago with 12 notes.
Day 4 reveals.
Yakov Feltzman, posting in DreamWithCom Pod Together.
Obsidian and Gold Floss. Of Wing Beats and Words, Tanaka on Ice. Written by Otabear, performed by Murder Kitten and Otabear. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Sasha Amir. Summary. They may not know he was there, but they were his village. His. No one touched his things and marred them. In which Amir is a dragon and Sasha is a virgin. Sasha gives himself to Amir as his treasure, and Amir gives Sasha somewhere to belong.
6 comments. Reply, flat, top-level comments only. No, you listen, at Murder Kitten.
Holy fuck, it's live! Shit, 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 shit! I did it, and now I can't take it back! Fuck!
Direct message from @Otabear.
I finally downloaded and listened to the final product. You are amazing. That song is perfect, and the way you played it in the background at the end had me literally crying.
Thanks!
If I hadn't been there, I never would have known we recorded this over Skype. It was so smooth. The timing is amazing.
That's what I do. Make a flawless product.
You elevated my work. I wrote this kinky, silly story about a literal dragon and a virgin, and you made it into a story about finding your place. Everything was perfect.
Otabear, just...
Everything. That is a yes, BT-dub. I want to go out with you. I want to spoil you and write you fic and listen to you read it and listen to you jerk off to it.
Fuck. Seriously?
Seriously.
Skype now! The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for us on the AO3 post or wherever the fuck you found this. Reader's notes. I'm recording this in the middle of editing, and fuck it, I can't hold it back anymore. This experience has been one of the most torturous and best of my life. Oda Bear has introduced me to the world of multi-voice projects, and yes, all you fuckers that kept nagging me to do them, it was fucking awesome. But it was also hell, because Oda Bear has the sexiest voice I've ever heard, and he is so fucking nice. I just want to fucking jump his bones and give him flowers and make him breakfast and do every fucking domestic cliche possible and have lots of kinky sex. I'm fucking terrible at dating, but if you listen to this, Oda Bear, I want to. With you. I want to date you. Fuck.
Excerpt from Obsidian and Gold Floss of Wingbeats and Words by Oda Bear and Murder Kitten. Dick emoji at Kinky69.
Holy crow! Have you listened to At Murder Kitten and At Oda Bear's Pot Together project? It is hot AF!
Mila Lala at Lifting Queen.
I think Murder Kitten outromanced everyone here too.
Solo Skater at Sararara.
It was so sweet.
JJ at It's JJ Style.
I actually feel outclassed. Is this what normal people feel like?
At It's JJ Style, fucker.
Victory at Victor.
He didn't outdo at Katsudon FTW's confession.
Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
Ad Victor. Yes, it does. Mine isn't recorded for all time. Thank goodness.
No, you listen, at Murder Kitten.
He said yes! And the Skype sex is already fucking amazing!
Why?
Skull Candy at Oda Bear.
Smug.
The end. Pod Together posts, copied from the Pod Together com, with permission, and modified by Opal Song. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for us. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.com/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.